Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are faring well right now. It's hot as heck down here in Florida. I hope you guys are staying cool wherever you are. I have a great guest today, natural health practitioner and shaman Angie Aitz on my show, and she's going to join me in a few minutes. I'm really excited to talk with her. I've known Angie for a few years now, and I love she always has such great things going on, so I'm super excited to speak with her today. Each week, I share an affirmation that I am focusing on for the week. I tap into the energy of that affirmation, and I keep repeating it to myself to increase its power to become a new belief that I incorporate into my life. And this week's affirmation is, I will manifest instant success. And I share a Magic Monday message. It's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for the week. And I always post them on Mondays on all my social media. And like I said, this week's is, I will manifest instant success. So we think, okay, instant success. We don't really think we can manifest instant success. But I can tell you from experience, this is not true. We can absolutely manifest instant success. And I'm going to tell you how. It's super easy. We can all do it, but we rarely do it because our human nature is to doubt things and doubt ourselves and have no faith and trust. So imagine something you really want. You want it bad. Something that maybe you've been wanting for a long time and it hasn't shown up in your reality. And you keep asking yourself, why? When and doubting that it's going to happen for you. You're constantly in the state of energy of wanting, but not of having. Or worse, thinking that you don't deserve what you really want. All you have to do to manifest instant success is believe that yes, it's yours. And yes, you absolutely deserve it. Whatever it is, it's already yours. And boom, you manifested instant success. See how easy? Now for the super important ingredient you need to get to the next step is not for one moment can you second guess your yes. It's yours. Don't look back. Don't doubt it. Don't question it. Have complete and utter faith and trust in the universe that it's yours and you deserve it. And don't ask when it's going to happen. It already happened. Everything will fall into place if you come from that energetic space. It must be so. Because abracadabra, which translates from the Aramaic phrase avracadabra, which literally means I will create as I speak. See? How easy that is? Now, practice is another story, but it really is easy. If you want to see my Magic Monday message postcards and their affirmations, you can go to my website, you can go to my social medias. I share them every week. And if you're interested in doing inner work exercises and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please check out my book, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams, which you can find on your favorite online bookstore. And if you're looking for an inspirational group to join, if you're on Facebook, I started a group last year called Postcards of Love, and I share everything inspirational. It's all good, heartfelt stuff. It's all feel-good stuff, nothing serious. I just want to make a mention for those who have been listening to me each week and have been following me and know about my sister, who has been in the hospital for 1 month today. She is finally being released this afternoon and is going home to her group home where she'll have 24 nursing care for a while. But she is getting better and better. And thank you again for all your well wishes and prayers. For those who don't know, a month ago, my sister choked and aspirated, my special needs sister. And she has a tracheotomy now. That's why we need a nurse for 24 hours. But she's on her road to recovery. And hopefully, we will have that removed in a couple weeks. Fingers crossed. The commercial you hear during our first break is from Rainbow Guardian, which is our foundation that supports two group homes and takes care of 9 special needs residents. So anyone listening who's feeling extra charitable, now would be a wonderful time to contribute. So thank you guys. And thanks again for everybody reaching out about my sister. It means a lot. Next week, I have Karen Casey, author and workshop facilitator for 12-Step Recovery. Her first book, Each Day a New Beginning, has sold more than 3 million copies. A much-loved self-help author on spirituality and peace of mind. Karen has published 28 books since then, including her newest book, Each Day a Renewed Beginning, Meditations for a Peaceful Journey. So join me next week and you can hear Karen's story. All right, to get to my guest today, I'm super excited to speak with Miss Angie Ates again. She's a public speaker, natural health practitioner, trainer, culture creator, dedicated to empowering and equipping others. Angie Ates achieves this through education, whether via speaking, training, or hands-on shamanic work. After being diagnosed with multiple autoimmune diseases, seeking answers, she began her studies in natural medicine options and obtained the extensive certifications of board-certified neuropath, board-certified complementary alternative health practitioner, and she's a master herbalist. And if you want to find out everything about Angie, you can go to her website. It's an umbrella. She's got everything she's doing under academyepic.com. That's A-C-A-D-E-M-Y, epic, E-P-I-C.com. Welcome, Angie. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you, Melissa. It is great to be here. I know we've done these a couple before, and I love them. We had so much fun.
I know, we did. Well, I love your energy, and you always have so much going on, and you're always offering so many things, and I just love it. So how are you doing? And for those who have never heard of you or know about you at all, why don't you share a little bit about who you are and your background and what made you start this career as a naturopath?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I am Angie, born and raised in Midwest Missouri in the United States. And I was in corporate America for over 20 years. So I'd led teams to the top of their game. And then came the first autoimmune disease diagnosis of fibromyalgia. And then we began to move into Hashimoto's, and the list goes on. Now, during this time, I had 3 beautiful children, a set of twins at the end. So I got 3, 2 at once. And my youngest are 21, and then my son is 24. So they're grown up now.
Yeah.
So
this was when they were little, when you got affected with all these issues, these health issues. Were they still little? Oh, wow.
They were.
That's stressful.
Yeah.
That's very stressful. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So my son was not even just turned 1 when I had my first diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been a journey, a healing journey. And that's when I said, 20 years in corporate America, it's time to repurpose myself. There has to be a better way than all these pharmaceuticals and all this nonsense, right? And that's what I did. I began to get training in naturopathy and holistic methods, all kinds of different studies and modalities, et cetera, and really repurposed myself, and it made a huge difference, but there still was more. And that's what took me to that deep dive of shamanism more.
Yeah, we're going to delve into that in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So you started Academy Epic, which was founded, I love that you say this, with a rebellious spirit, with a lofty vision to provide a global platform for anybody, anywhere, anytime, to be equipped through education. You love education. So E, to empower. U, to embrace your gifts. P, we drive with purpose and passion. I, to inspire others to see hope in their life. And C, we love to challenge the status quo. That's so cool. I love that. So everything falls under your Academy Epic umbrella, including this shamanism work. Am I right on that? Am I saying that right?
Absolutely. Shaman work, our clinical shaman, has its own website, but you can find it underneath Academy Epic as well. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, cool. So when you started doing your naturopath and you became an expert in plant medicine to heal yourself, and can you share a little bit about like what you found? What are your like go-to plants and herbs and minerals we should be using right now to keep our immunity up on a daily basis?
Yes. So I went in and I learned plant medicine, became a master herbalist, and also learned how to integrate vitamins, minerals, homeopathic, like all of it. Some of my favorites, to answer your question specifically, some of my favorites for the actual immunity is elderberry. Mm. Elderberry is a powerhouse and it tastes good.
Yeah, it does. You know, that's funny. I haven't had my elderberry syrup in a while. Thank you for reminding me because I need to order some more of that. I love it. It tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And then just basic vitamin C, right? I mean, we tend to forget the good old fashioned vitamin C. Vitamin D, you know, we tend to forget that too. Some of the basics. But botanically, I love elderberry. It is a true, it covers a whole lot for immune
system. It does. Okay. Okay. Yep. And what is a really great herbal medicine to take to remove everyday toxins in our bodies? I've been reading a lot about dandelion root, and I started drinking the tea a lot more about removing, you know, detoxifying, especially the liver, which processes everything. So what would you recommend is good to take?
Yeah, I love dandelion root. It actually works on the liver and the kidneys, and that is one of, you know, those are the areas in which we expel the waste. The liver is one of the main transformer glands, so it has to take a look at the whatever you're ingesting on the skin or otherwise and say, what are we going to do with this? So I'm totally in agreement with dandelion root. We use a lot in our clinics, a lot of homeopathic detoxes because it's more comprehensive, but for a basic dandelion root is definitely, I'm totally in agreement.
Awesome. Speaking of, why don't you, before we start getting into the shaman self-mastery and everything, you have a bunch of stuff falling under, you know, Academy Epic. So you have a bunch of programs. So what about, why don't you share a little bit about some of those? What you guys got going. Yeah, because you got a lot. I was looking through your site again, you know, getting ready for the show. And I was like, man, Angie just added more and more stuff. I don't know how you do it all. I really don't know how you do it all because you got a lot. So go ahead. I'll let you share what you got going on.
Well, I have an absolute epic team. That's how we do it all. So it is not just me.
Of course.
So we really focus on that holistic integrative studies. So we have what we call containers where we have practitioner training. So this is an individual that possibly had training elsewhere, but it was, you know, shallow, not deep enough. They still don't know how to pull together a wellness plan. We have that program, and we have it for the new person that says, I want to take what I know, all this research I've done from hobby to professional, and you get formal training. And we call that our complementary and alternative health practitioner. Okay. Or in some states, Melissa, you can call it a traditional naturopath doctor. Some states don't allow that designation, so it's an option.
Got it.
So, yeah, so that's our first container where we really are integrated. That particular program has over 20 practitioners bringing their gift, so it's not just the Angie show, right?
Of course, of course. Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah, so, it's not just you, but I know.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so medical doctors, oriental doctors, some really great people. And then our other bucket or container is the Business Academy. And that is where we truly help you double your income with basically what we do is we take all the stuff you have, whether that's certifications, machines, whatever it is, and we pull it together and create a strategy for sustainable income. That's what we do there. And
so
you
help your practitioners that you've trained make a model for themselves to be in the healing work, to have clients underneath them. You also offer that under your umbrella.
Absolutely. And we have hundreds that never taking a course from us that come to the Business Academy.
Oh, okay. That's cool to know. Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We have hundreds.
And if we just wanted to see a practitioner to work one-on-one for our own healing, that's also an option.
It is. Absolutely. Okay. It is an option. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
for the existing practitioner, we have a monthly membership that allows you to stay with your colleagues and skill up. So it's all about the practitioner. Yeah. And that clinical application, you know, there's a lot of information, but having that roadmap for implementation is a totally different arena that most organizations just simply don't offer.
Yeah.
And we do.
No, I know. I noticed that a lot of, that's why I said when I was going through everything, getting ready for the show and looking at everything that you had, I was like, wow, she really is offering a lot. And you have a lot of different avenues for people who are wanting to get into this kind of healing work and are looking for some place to go. You know, you can go in a lot of different directions with under Angie and her team, which is really cool. So we have a couple minutes before we go to our break. So I know that you started the shamanism. And that's what we're really going to delve into, especially when we come back from the break. You said something that the shamanism played an integral part in guiding your personal health journey and ultimately healing yourself from your autoimmune diagnosis. Can you just briefly touch on that for a minute before we go to break, and then we'll come back to that and get right into it?
Absolutely. We tend to forget the emotional side or the fact that we have an inner child or really need inner work. I learned soul retrieval and then also the aftercare of soul retrieval, which is missed by most people. And so what happened is I was able to deep dive and dig deep into the soul and find those past lives and the generational impact and what was creating the emotional trigger that then the emotions were getting stuck in the body. So shamanism goes beyond a emotion code or healing code or some of those other aspects. We're digging in deep and really working with your inner self and your inner child. And that's what made all the difference for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Let's take our break now because I really am interested in soul retrieval. So I want to come back and talk about that. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So if you're just joining me, I have natural health practitioner and shaman Angie Aitz on, and I'm really excited to be talking about this with you, Angie. So why don't you share, because I was reading and it said you're a full Mesa shaman. So what is that?
Well, a full Mesa shaman is where you have all your rocks, as I call them, or your stones. They do have names, a professional name. But basically, it's an activity where you go through each of the directions or the medicine wheel in shamanism, and you do a particular activity, and you are earning 3 stones per activity, and then your 13th stone technically is from the shaman in which extended the rights onto you, so blessed you with the rights to become a shaman or be and stand in that power of shamanism. So each of those, that means you have a full Mesa, means you have all 12 plus your shaman stone from your teacher or your other shaman.
Okay. Now, can anybody be a shamanic practitioner? I mean, I just thought of this. Is it cultural? Is it considered cultural appropriation if you're not an American Indian or if you're not from an indigenous lineage? Does that matter?
It doesn't matter. You know, back in the day, it was passed down from family to family, generation to generation, and you were chosen. But what's happening now, Melissa, and thankfully, that our consciousness is rising and we're standing in our power saying, no more, go big, go home. We want simplicity. We want adventure. We want relationships. We want experiences. We don't want things. And so that goes back to living in alignment with nature. And so if you have that impact in you, which all of us do at some point,
I believe that.
So anyone that's an empath really aligns well with the shamanistic tools and the processes. And even if you're not an empath, there are guidelines or processes and techniques that you can learn. And when you get out of your way, as you were talking earlier, and have faith and trust the process and respect it, then you find that you have some beautiful gifts and it aligns very nicely with as a shamanic practitioner.
So you can train, say me, if I wanted to become a shamanic practitioner, I can come under you and you could train me and you can, and I could be an actual certified shamanic practitioner under
you? Absolutely.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's so cool. Well, I know you have your 12-step path to shamanic self-mastery, and you break it down really great on, why don't you say that website? I'll let you tell us what that website is.
Sure, it's clinicalshaman.com. So clinicalshaman.com.
Yeah. So that way you guys who are listening, if you want to see what we're talking about, because she's a lot of information on there as you're listening to the show. So you have a whole bunch of stuff that we would be getting. And the thing that really stood out to me was the soul involvement, the soul retrieval, the past lives, the generational and the ancestral. So I'm going to let you talk about what that is, because that is, I've really been interested in soul retrieval work for a long time. I've mentioned it before. It's been a while. So there's something niggling there for me about the soul retrieval. So, yeah. So that means something, right? That means there's a reason. My soul is, there's a piece of my soul somewhere that it doesn't belong and wants to come back home. That's the only thing I can think of if I put it in layman terms. So how would I do that? How would I do that?
Well, there's several processes. One of the ones that I find the safest is doing a journey. And the journey is where we are drumming and rattling And we start aligning with the Earth's frequency as well with you. So as a practitioner, you're going to be my client. You're going to lay on a massage table and we're going to drum and you're going to feel what I'm feeling. And what we're going to do is I'm going to take you on a journey to different chambers. So soul retrieval, we really look at the chamber of wounds, contracts, grace, gifts. And we go there and we guide you through to find where your soul part or a splinter is hiding. Now that occurs, Melissa, when you have trauma, whether that is a trauma that you recall, a trauma that you don't recall, or a trauma even brought through a past life or even through generational. So my background is Native American Cherokee, and there was a lot of generational work I had to work on to heal myself of autoimmune. A lot of work.
So it doesn't only have to be in this life, right? It can go back into a previous life. Okay, go ahead.
Correct. Yeah, so the key is, you know, a lot of people are soul retrieval, and the true key is the aftercare altar. So once you have a process or have a session where you are finding parts or splinters or wherever that trauma is located in the body, or we're retrieving it, then there's a process afterwards to integrate it with ease and grace back into your body. And a lot of folks forget that part. So we brought back this little girl that was molested at 4, and you think she's going to believe that she's safe to come back? I mean, seriously.
She doesn't. No, of course. Wow.
Right. So there's a beautiful process that we take some steps to guide her back, to reunite with her, to get to know her better. And then she feels safe. So she's not going to run again. And when you do that, then you start finding other splinters or parts that now are like, oh, okay. Yeah, she's safe. Oh, okay. We can be safe too. And then you go down those chambers again. And it's a guided meditation per se. We call it journeying. Some individuals like to do it where they are using, you know, mind-altering drugs. I don't do that. I don't believe
that. Do you mean like ayahuasca? You mean the ayahuasca stuff?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And other plant medicine, you know, plant medicine that you snort up your nose and you have that experience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But you don't work with that. You do it on you do the journey within through the mind, correct? You help us get into our minds and go back.
Yes. So I have experienced the mind altering plant medicine. Yes. I do not train that because I believe that opens up a lot of issues, especially if you're not properly trained and your recipient isn't in the right space.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've been hearing more and more about those ayahuasca things that they have going on, you know, in certain places. And I'm always a little like, I don't know about that.
And you can, you know, here's the deal. Yeah. You can get the same results, powerful alignment, healing results without ever having to take some type of drug.
Right.
I know. I healed myself of it.
I believe you. I know. I believe that too. And if I wanted to just get a healing from a shaman and not be a practitioner, I could still come and get a healing and do a soul retrieval with a practitioner, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so cool. Now, you said you lie on a table. So what are you doing right now? Do you have to be in person? Or how is that working right now with the way the world is?
Yeah. Oh, no, you never have to be in person. So like tonight we have in our mentorship, we do a monthly mentorship, and tonight we have what we call our tribal call. So we're going to be connecting with what our topic and theme and training component was. And this month it's shadow work in our mentorship. So we're working on shadow work. But after we discuss that and question, answer, and experiences, then I'm going to guide, or Don, my partner, guide you through a journeying. And we're going to do shadow work tonight on a journey. And everyone's going to be via Zoom. We record it, and then you can go back to it anytime you want if you want to work on shadow work on your own.
Yeah, I'm going to come tonight. So I'm excited because I'm in this group with Angie. So I'm excited to try this tonight. Can anybody still join this, Angie, right now and watch
Absolutely.
The old? Oh, okay. So we can. So if you guys are interested afterwards, you can go in and you can join and then you can you can come tonight to the Zoom. It's at a couple hours after the show ends, I think, 7 o'clock Eastern,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. 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 Right there. Yeah. On our website, clinicalshaman.com, join mentorship. Can't miss the big orange button.
Yeah, right. I'm excited because the shadow work, I'm right now doing a 40-day self-love thing also. And one of the things I'm doing is letting go of, you know, all the past resentments, past anger, past bitterness, all that stuff. So this is sort of in line. It's funny how these things happen, right? It's not a coincidence.
Right.
This is all sort of in line with the same kind of energy work that I want to do. So, what is generational and ancestral stuff that we kind of carry with us through our family DNA and our past lives, and how does that manifest for us? Like for you, you said it manifested in autoimmune. So, like, what happened? Like, how does that happen?
So generational is truly based on the generation. So I always say, if you got your mama's nose, you also got all the emotions that came with your mama's nose. Like that's just how it works in the cell. So, so whatever emotions at conception and even during the gestation of the pregnancy, those emotions are now sealed into your DNA and they're in your cells. And Bruce Lipton talks a lot about that. Dispensa does, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And shamanism gives you the tools to remove, and I call it mediate that and replace that with healing, love, and light, and unconditional love. And anytime you remove something, you always want to put something in its place of higher vibration. So generational is really about the generations in which you are carrying, the burdens that you're carrying of your past generations. Ancestral can be that to a point, but ancestral in shamanism also is about someone else playing a role in your life. So let's say it's not a family member, but rather it is a close friend of your dad's, and you treat him like an uncle, and he projected or spoke something into you that becomes an ancestral sticking point. And so it doesn't have to be blood. And so you work through those by finding those locations on your body. You wrap the situation in sticks, and then we burn it. So we use a fire ceremony to clear a lot of those generational and ancestral issues that are hanging out in your body. So they may manifest with that knee that they say there's nothing wrong with it, but you're like, I'm telling you, it hurts. Right.
Yeah.
And depending on, you know, which side, it could be female or male related. Any dis-ease, any imbalance will have an emotional root. And when we really fill the gap as a clinical shaman, we're finding out, what is it deeper than just an emotional root? What is that emotional trigger? Where did it come from? And let's go in and let's heal that. Let's help this person truly transform their life. And so that's what you're really doing in shamanism. So it's beyond just moving it. You're going in to say, you're seeing it, especially if you're a seer. When you work on the processes of shamanism, you're seeing it. And it's beautiful to see the healing take place.
So you see it, and your practitioners are they're seeing it in their mind's eye, and the healing happening. Wow.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Do it remotely. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I was going to ask you, because you said something about there's a fire ceremony. So if I wanted to do it remotely for somebody listening who's like, this is something I really want to do, and can I do it from my living room or my bedroom? You're saying, yes, you can. So how would you work with somebody like that if it's a remote situation?
So a fire ceremony is simply a candle with a flame. It does not need to be out back with the big old campfire and all that.
Okay.
Right? Fire.
Yeah. Like I had fire in my mind's eye, right? Like it needs to be this right. big bonfire, people chanting around a fire.
Right. No, you just need a flame, my friend, a flame.
Okay. That's cool. Wow.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
I love it. No, I was just going to say, and then I'll let you tell us, get more into it, but I love that because everything is energy work, that all we need to do is tap into the energy, and we can do that remotely from anywhere.
Correct. Absolutely. And here's one of the most beautiful things is when you learn to step into someone else's energy field with approval. So we mm-hmm. train you on, you know, the approval part. We don't like invade someone's space. Right. That's like getting God whooping.
Right. No, of course. You ask for permission. Right. Of course. Of course.
Right. Right. But when you step in that, when you harmonize your energy and vibration with theirs, it's a true healing that takes place because we all are one, right? We're interconnected. That's science, and not mm-hmm. to mention biblical for those that, you know, read the mm-hmm. Bible. And so you're able to do a lot of healing and a lot of seeing, all the way down to being a medical medium where you're able to really look at the body and how it's mm-hmm. processing and not processing. And in our mentorship, we teach a technique and a process every month, and we practice it. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's the key. We have lots of handouts so that if you're like, okay, I'm not a visual or auditory, can I read it instead? You can read the instruction sheet. And the key really is for us to dig deeper into where's that emotional trigger. We all have them. We all walk mm-hmm. wherever we see someone and we're like, oh, let's have this anxiety. Well, you can't bring anxiety in a little cup, right?
Right. Right.
Where's the anxiety coming from? And drilling all the way down to your great, great, great grandmother had anxiety over catching the train. Well, then let's wow. clear that and let's bring that forward and heal that permanently so yeah. we can let go of that anxiety.
It's amazing how far back. I mean, I've been hearing, like you said, at some point when we were talking about how we're changing, everything's changing, we're shifting, we're vibrating higher, our energy's moving upward. I've been hearing more and more people dealing with a generational and ancestral healing, and it's like the new buzzword or something around the spiritual campfire, you know. So obviously we have integrated our ancestors' DNA and the generational DNA, and we're carrying on those old paradigms, that lower vibration, and we want to shift that. And this is a great way to do that. So I'm really, yes. really excited. Yeah, it sounds really cool. Okay, so we're at the point where we're going to take our second break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get even into this more. I'm really excited. Stay tuned.
Perfect.
Thanks, Ange.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. So, Angie, let's talk a little bit about the 12-step path to shamanic self-mastery. And I was reading the bullet points, and some of them are pretty interesting. The first one you have is running with fire. So why don't we share what it would be about for us to take this?
Absolutely. So on our website, clinicalshaman.com, I just on break looked. It looks like they have not uploaded the videos. So hold tight on that. They'll be uploading that in a moment. And I give you a training on what all this, a cursory overview for those folks that want to look at the mentorship a little deeper. But to answer your question, Melissa, each of these steps don't necessarily build on each other, right? So you don't have to do one before the other. They can be isolated, but the running with fire is just that, recognizing that you're running with your hair on fire, that we are go big, go home, that we're running fast, that we don't slow down. I mean, and it's really recognizing, what is this? Like, why are we living a life like this? Like, seriously, not I need money or I need this or whatever. Why are we really doing this? What's the soul yelling at you saying, slow down and heal me, and you're ignoring it? So why is that?
Yeah.
So,
good question. Know? Yeah, it's a very good question, right? Why is that, right? Okay, go ahead.
So we keep moving through. The deal maker is just that. Who did you make a deal with? I mean, was that?
Does that mean like contracts? Made? Like you made a contract with somebody and it might be totally toxic and dysfunctional, but you're still in it because you made this contract kind of thing. Is that what that is? Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So recognizing it. Inner journey of truth is all about that inner work. It's all about our inner child work. We do a lot of inner child work. A lot of journeys to find out where that inner child is hurting and what, you know, what work needs to be done. Bottom line,
Okay.
The birthing of angels is really stepping into your gifts. Let's figure out what is your gifts. What are your purposes, in life? Like what season are you in? The I did it again is just that. It's looking at your life going, okay, you really get going and you are eating that plan, and Monday and Tuesday you eat really well, and Wednesday you're at the gym, and whatever that is, and then boom, you did it again. What is that habit? What's that self-sabotaging? Where's it coming from? And let's clear that for once and for all. Like, let's make it go.
Yeah, we all have that self-sabotage, all of us. I don't think I know anybody who hasn't at some point in their life had that self-sabotage. You're right there. You're right at the cusp of the thing you want. The success is at the door. It's just right there. And then, boom, we do something and we sabotage it. And so why is that? And to clear that, that's really important. Really important.
Yep. You got it. Where does it go? Yeah. Where is it coming from? Our safe space within is all about really soul remembering, but also working within soul retrieval, right? So where the safest place is in your soul. So where at in your soul do we need extra help? Where at in your soul do we need some extra oomph? So it's a lot of soul retrieval work. Isolation is an adventure is all about shadow work. So again, what's the shadow? What's illuminating? What do you need to know? The mastery path is just that. What is your mastery path? What it's really honoring your gifts, respecting the processes, and then living your purpose is what that mastery path is. Like, let's recognize why you were sent down a path, and let's stop shooting all over ourselves. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we tend to do. The alignment is just that. It's back to the alignment with your soul's purpose, alignment with the healing that we're processing through all the other techniques and processes that we have. The big cleanup is just that, the big cleanup. It's time for you to clean up your life and really stand in your gifts and your genius, especially the alignment and the big cleanup. We work a lot with empathic. We have an entire empowered and equipped empathic program that's tucked into the shaman mentorship that we focus on, and which is extremely good. The cocoon to butterfly is just that. It's okay, you're ready now, let's fly. What tools and resources do you need to become a clinical shaman or to really practice this in a daily life that's realistic, not unicorn riding, but realistic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the full circle moment is just that. We've come full circle, and you really start to recognize and see the energies coming at you. You start recognizing the emotional triggers are not yours, and you can heal them instantly. Like, you're like, oh, I got this. And you're using your pendulum or other techniques to just clear that, replace it with something great, and transform it. It's a beautiful 12-step path. And again, it doesn't have to build on each other. We do a lot of pendulum work and a lot of chakra work and illuminations and decoupling, a lot of processes that you can use every day for yourself or your family. And that was the whole motivation behind this.
Right.
Because I've taken a lot of shamanic courses that were way woo-woo for this girl.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that this is just another tool for your own self-healing and for your family. You don't have to take this practice and become and do what, like, say, Angie does. You know, you can just do something like this for yourself because you know, for your own life, because you want to have the best life that you can have while you're here for this time around, right? this time around the earth. I wanted to clarify this too, because you said it in your video. I was listening to the whole video on your page this morning. You and Don, is that your partner, Don?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was listening to you guys again this morning, and somebody mentioned something, I think it was Don, about this is not a religion. A lot of people ask, is this religion? And it's not. So I just want you to clarify that for people who get all like, oh, is that a religion? You know, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, a lot of people think it's cultic, and it's not that at all. So
right.
Your religion has rules, right? Depending on what group you're with, that has certain rules. You can wear makeup, you can't. You can wear a skirt, you can't. You can drink alcohol, you can't. Whatever.
Can't eat meat on Fridays.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
On certain Fridays,
right.
And so shamanism is really going back to tapping into our ancient inner wisdom and recognizing that everything comes full circle. So we're not praying to the tree, but we sure are honoring the tree and what it gives to us with this life. So shamanism is really connecting to our inner wisdom and allowing our soul to really sing and have the tools for protection and shielding and confidence, but it's not a religion. So we're not, you know, sacrificing the chickens out back. I mean, some folks might for dinner, but I don't.
Right.
But instead, you're really recognizing that we are one, and what we do to the earth, we do to ourselves, and what we do to others, we do to ourselves. And that whole concept really comes to life. And again, you look at the grass and the trees and nature and herbs, and you just look at life differently. You just, it's a lifestyle. It truly is just a beautiful, healing, peaceful lifestyle. And you can be excited and passionate like I am about it. It's not like you have to sit around with no humor or excitement. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. You can hear your excitement. You're very excited about your work, but you are about everything that you do, which is why I think people get so attracted to you, you know, because you are excited about what you're doing. And, you know, it's contagious. We all want to be excited about what we're doing. The 12 steps, is it, how long is that? Is it a year? Is it one step a month? Is it a 4-month thing? Is it continuous? How's that work?
It is continuous. So what we do is we provide a new step each and every month that includes the training videos, the guidebook, and all the tools and techniques for that theme. And each month opens up with a monthly membership, a new tool and technique with 3 support calls. So we have a beginning of the month kickoff overview of what we're working on at different stages, because everyone's at different stages. Some people are a month 5, some are, you know, module 1.
Right.
And then in the middle of the month, like tonight, we talk our tribal call. I talked about that earlier. And then at the end of the month, we do a watch party because we have 3 programs within the mentorship. So a Pendulum Masterclass, our Equipped and Empowered Empath, and then our Eyesight 2020, which is all about clarity and worrying and fear. And so we watch one of those modules and we workshop it and talk it out. And we go, how can we apply this? And that's the key. It's a mentorship, not just a membership. And it's about, here's the information, but we want you to implement it. If you don't want to implement it and grow and expand and become the best version of you, then you're not going to like it, because it's some work, but it's so rewarding and fun. I mean, I healed myself of multiple autoimmune diseases, and shamanism is what did it at the end. It healed it for me.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I know so many people who are suffering from autoimmune issues right now. Lyme disease, like you said, Hashimoto's, what's the arthritis? Isn't that one too?
Rheumatoid
arthritis.
Lupus.
And lupus. Like, why are we having so many autoimmune issues?
It's multifaceted, Melissa. We're looking at our lifestyle, our foods we eat, what we put in our body, what we put in our face, our nose, our hair, our skin, our world surrounding us. I mean, we're internalizing so much that we aren't even taking a moment to breathe. And, you know, you've got to breathe to function. And so it's multifaceted. And that's what I learned the most is, you know, there's detoxing, a beautiful detox program. And there's homeopathics to help pull out those bacteria and pathogens. And there's herbs to build and nourish. And there's emotional pieces and nutritional pieces. But when you get to the core of your soul and you speak to your spirit by an expert guide, you will hear the soul speak and say, this is what's going on and I want to be healed. And that's the energy that we're feeling this shift. Why some people are can't sleep and they're getting encodements and upgrades and anxiety. And it's like, come on, let's move through this together so we can change the world. It is time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of think we're right there. I think we're at a big shift is coming. And that's why there's a lot of, you know, dichotomy. There's a lot of, you know, and everything dark has to sort of come up to the light to heal, right? So a lot of shadow stuff is coming up. So it's going to be interesting tonight's call to see what you guys have to say about that. Are you seeing a lot of people who are coming to you in your kind of falls under your I did it again, like their same issues keep coming up like lifetime after lifetime or even in this life over and over again?
Absolutely. We're seeing habits and patterns, and we're getting down to the root cause of where is this pattern coming from? Is it yours? Is it ancestral? Is it generational? Whose is it? And once we get to whose it is, then we dig into deeper and find out why did it happen? What were the lessons to be learned? Because it all happens for a reason, right? So let's check that off the box. We learned it. Let's integrate this. Let's transform it. And let's bring it to our current time so that we can create a balance and stop the habit. Like it no longer serves us. So let's release it. Let's replace it with something else and processes to bring your mindfulness and awareness to it. And let's just check that off and let's move on to something else to heal.
Wow. Any, we only have like a couple of minutes. So anything else you want to share or any healings that you've seen that are pretty miraculous that you could share with us with some of the people you work with?
So I had a fire ceremony at one of our live events. We have a live event in Missouri in September coming up just in about a month. And you can find that on our academyepic.com events section. And we literally saw a release of disease from this woman's body during the ceremony. And it was exhausting. I facilitated it, but it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. And, you know, at the end of the day, I really encourage everyone to step into your genius, like truly honor your gifts, truly do that. And, you know, if it resonates, then join us in the mentorship. We really want you to respect the process and really live your purpose. And that's what the mentorship and membership's about, is for you to get proper training and guidance, not this woo-woo weird stuff that truly you can't use in everyday life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, we want to be able to incorporate this in our everyday life. That's really important. So the best way for everybody to find you is through your academyepic.com. What's the best way you want people to come and find you?
Yeah, so for Clinical Shaman, the best is clinicalshaman.com. Of course, you're going to reach us either way. Mm-hmm. For practitioner and events, it's still hanging out at academyepic.com. We just chose to separate Clinical Shaman out on a different website. That's why there's a little disconnect right now. Mm-hmm. But either way, it all comes to the same place to us. So either one, academyepic.com or clinicalshaman.com will come to the same team as we transition and really support the in-between those a little bit better. We just started transitioning out, so... That's how you reach us. It's tribe@clinicalshaman.com or stuff@academyepic.com. Either one.
Thank you, Angie. Yeah, I've go to your Academy Epic and I found everything on there. It's very easy to navigate, so I just go right through there. But yeah, that's great. And I'm so excited to join you guys tonight. Ooh, I'm to do this shadow work. It's going to be fun. And I want to thank you so much for being here with me. And you guys, please check out Angie and all of her work. She's amazing. She's got so much to offer, so much healing to offer, really. So go to her academyepic.com and you can find everything you need. So Angie, I hope you had a good time with me today. It was really fun.
I did. Always. I loved it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks to all the listeners standing in your genius. The world needs you right now.
Yes, it does. Good way to end. Thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.